You could be shopping under the influence. You may think you're making conscious decisions, but someone or something is influencing what you buy. Robert Cialdini is author of the book Influence, which explains the six main principles companies use to get people to buy their products.
The first is reciprocation, the idea that we are obligated to give back to others the form of behavior they give to us. The second is scarcity. People want more of those things they can have less of. Third is authority. We follow the lead of experts and authorities on a topic. Next is commitment and consistency. One way to get people to say yes to a request is to first get them to take a stand that's logically consistent with the request that you make of them. Next is consensus. People follow the crowd. And finally is liking. We prefer to say yes to those people we know and like.
Are these just parlor tricks to take advantage of consumers?
Hardly. These principles of influence apply to all instances in which we want to be more effective in communicating and moving people in a desired direction.
Now, how do you convince businesses to use these tools and use them ethically?
First, we have to show people that these principles are successful when they are employed, and it's not just an art any longer. There's a real science to this, an out-and-out solid science of persuasion. 50 years of research into what factors increase the likelihood that someone will say yes to a request. The second question that you raise is, how do we convince people to use these in an ethical fashion so that no one is exploited in the process? And I think that requires making a case that if these principles are used in a dishonest, unethical, coercive, or exploitive fashion, people don't come back to interact with those individuals who have tricked them or fooled them into yes.
How can the consumer distinguish between useful information and misleading advertising?
See, that's a question that I've begun investigating recently with some of my colleagues. And we have actually developed an 8 or 10 minute tutorial where it's possible to teach people how these principles work. And we take the case of authority spokespersons on a television or radio commercial without any real authority in the matter. Let's say Michael Jordan, when he talks to me about athletic shoes, okay, but if he tells me about cologne or cell phones, why should I listen to Michael Jordan? So we make that distinction for people, and we tell them about that, and then we show them a series of ads, and sure enough, those people who have gotten the lesson can apply it, but what we find is that they don't really stay consistent with that message unless we've shown them that they're vulnerable to these deceptive messages, that they indeed would be fooled by them. And then they really take a hatchet to the next kind of ad like that that comes along.
Robert Cialdini is a professor of psychology at Arizona State University and the author of the book Influence.